请我们先看一处的圣经。
Let's read a scripture.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
我们从第一节念到第五节。
Let's read from verse 1 through verse 5.
我先用中文念一遍，然后我请弟兄用英文再念一遍。
I will read in Chinese and my brother will read in English.
哥林多前书第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
从第一节开始
From verse 1
弟兄们我从前到你们那里去并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘因为我曾定了主意在你们中间不知道别的这知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语乃是用圣灵大能和大能的明证叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧只在乎神的大能
And I, when I came to you, brethren, came not in excellence of word or wisdom, announcing to you the testimony of God. For I did not judge it well,to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, in my word and my preaching, not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith might not stand in man's wisdom, but in God's power.
请我们特别注意这个第一节。
Let's pay special attention to the first verse.
那里保罗说对你们宣传神的奥秘在原文里头神的奥秘乃是神的见证。
In Chinese, it says to proclaim to you the mystery of God, but in the original language, it says to announce to you the testimony of God.
神的见证。
The testimony of God.
这一次我们在这里要交通一点关乎见证和见证人的事。
This time we would like to fellowship here concerning testimony and the witness.
我们知道见证在圣经的里面占一个非常重要的地位。
We know that testimony has a very important position in the Bible.
但是我们今天要交通的并不是人到法庭里面去做见证。
But today what we are fellowshipping is not when a person goes to the court to give a testimony.
当然在世界上面这样的事也是很重视的。
But we know that this is also an important matter in the world.
我们也不是在这里交通我们信主的人对世界做见证。
We are not sharing here that we the believers would give a testimony to the world.
我们在那里向他们见证我们主耶稣基督的救恩。
That we are testifying to them the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们做见证神怎样的拯救我们。
That we testify how the Lord saves us.
当然这是我们每一个基督徒应当尽的本分。
Although this is our duty as a Christian.
我们今天在这里交通的也不是说在圣徒的中间我们大家交通做见证
We are not sharing either that we among the saints are sharing with each other about the testimony
当我们聚集在一起的时候我们都要诉说神助办的恩典
When we gather together we would like to relate to each other the all kinds of graces from God
当然这个也是我们应当做的事
Although this is what we should do
但是我们这一次所讲的见证
But the
它不是这一些
But the testimony we're going to mention this time is not of this kind.
我们所要说的见证乃是神的见证。
The testimony we are referring to is the testimony of God.
也就是耶稣基督的见证。
It is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
也就是教会的见证。
It is the testimony of the church.
这一个在圣经的里面是一个很大的一个中心。
In the Bible, this is a of central importance.
所以我们盼望一同在神的面前来看这一件的事情。
So we would like to look at this matter before God together.
这一个神的见证也就是我们应当有的见证。
The testimony of God is the testimony that we should have.
同时我们也提到这个见证人的事情。
And we also want to mention regarding the witness.
见证人与见证是一样的重要。
The witness is as important as the testimony.
但是我想我们还没有在那里说说之前。
But before we talk about these matters,
我需要把这个名词稍微大家弄清楚一点。
I would like to clarify these terminologies.
因为这个见证和见证人
Because testimony and the witness
在这个希伯来文和希腊文的里面差不多是可以通用的
In Hebrews or in Greek they are almost the same
所以到英文翻译的时候
So when it was translated into English
你看见在有的本子里头就翻 witness 有的本子翻 testimony
Some translation would say this is witness, some other version would say this is testimony.
但是原文里头常常是一个字。
But in the original language, they are usually the same.
等到我们中文圣经的时候
When it comes to the Chinese translation,
我们都用见证这两个字。
We use the word witness.
有的时候我们说做见证。
And sometimes we say that we present a witness.
有的时候我们说见证人。
And sometimes we say it is the witness
所以你看见这两个字、啊、实在差不多、是连通的
So we say that these two words are almost connected
实在没有办法把它分开的
You cannot separate these two words
如果你用近代的这个英文呢这个字典去查的话
If you look into the dictionary of modern time
那你就看见说所谓的 testimony 是什么东西呢
And then you see what is the testimony
那就是你在那里这个宣告这个证实一个事实或者是一个真理。
And the testimony in the dictionary is that you proclaim or you declare a fact or a truth.
这个就是你所提出来的那个证据。
And this is the proof that you have brought up.
在近代的英文字典里头也说有的时候是指着你在那里宣告一个宗教的一个经历。
And in the modern English dictionary, it's sometimes used for you to proclaim a religious experience.
那么这个 witness 是什么呢?
What is the witness?
在英文的字典里头告诉我们说
In English dictionary tells us,
这个 witness 就是那一个看见、听见的人。
A witness is the person who has seen or have heard.
并且他把他所经历的在那里述说出来。
And he...The witness relates what he has seen or what he has heard.
但是有的时候这个字也可以用来做一个这个证据。
But sometimes this word is used as a proof.
所以我们看见就是在英文的里面也不是分得那么的清楚。
So that we see that even in English, it is not so clearly separated.
为着我们这个比较容易明白的缘故。
In order that we can understand it clearly.
所以我们现在来假定啊，来这样的说。
So let's assume that we use the words this way.
让我们假定说这个 testimony 见证呢，就是光指着那一个证明的那个事实。
Let's assume that we use the testimony to refer to the facts that's being witnessed to.
而这个 witness 我们呢就是见证人呢就是指着那个做见证的这一个人。
And let's use the witness to refer to the person that gives the testimony.
所以见证呢我们就说乃是见证的内容。
So the testimony is the content of the testimony.
而见证人呢乃是做见证的那个人。
And the witness is the one who gives the testimony.
所以我们暂时把这个事和人把它分一分。
So let's, for now, separate the matter and the person.
但是让我们记得说，虽然为着这个交通方便的缘故，我们这样的分。
But let's remember that even for the convenience that we separated this way.
但是事实上我们看见这两个是分不开的。
But in fact, we see that these two things are not separable.
见证和见证人是分不开的那个东西。
The testimony and the witness are not separable.
我们今天早晨我们盼望在主里面前一同交通那个见证方面的事。
And this morning, we would like to share before the Lord together the matter of testimony.
我们要在那里交通神的见证。
And we would like to share upon the testimony of God.
神的见证是从神那里来的。
The testimony of God comes from God.
发源在神那里。
The source is God.
神把他自己
God reveals himself.
然后借着圣灵把他所启示的启示在我们的灵里面。
Through the Holy Spirit, he reveals what he is revealing in us.
叫我们因此来认识我们的神。
So that we can know our God through this.
叫我们也能在地上能为他做见证。
So that we can be his witness on this earth.
我们记得保罗在罗马第十一章第三十六节这样的说。
You remember that Paul says in Romans chapter 11, verse 36.
他说万有啊都是从他而来的。
He says all things came from him.
也是经过他就是依靠他的。
Through him and by him.
并且都要归给他。
And they will go back to him.
所以我们说到神的见证的时候,
so when we speak about the testimony of God,
我们看见这个见证是从神那里来的,
we see that this testimony comes from God.
也是依靠他的,
it is by him.
并且结果也都要归给他。
And the result will be going back to him.
神把他自己向我们启示。
God reveals himself to us.
叫我们在灵里面来接受了这个启示。
So that we can receive this revelation in our spirit.
然后我们就起来为他做见证。
Then we can rise up to give a testimony for him.
所以让我们记得见证不是从人那里来的。
So let's remember that testimony does not come from man.
见证乃是从神那里来的。
The testimony comes from God.
如果神不为他自己见证的话,
if God does not give a testimony for himself,
我们今天在地上就没有人能认识他。
Then nobody on this earth can know him.
但是当他把他自己见证出来的时候,
but when he testifies to himself,
我们就开始认识了我们的神。
Then we begin to know our God.
神需要不需要见证呢?
Does God need testimony?
我们知道我们人需要神来见证我们。
We know that we as men, we need God to testify for us.
神根本用不着人来替他证明什么。
God does not need man to prove anything for him.
但是为什么神把他的见证启示给我们呢?
But why does God reveal his testimony to us?
并不是因为他有什么需要。
Not because he has any need.
乃是为着我们的益处。
But because of our benefit.
因为如果神不把他自己见证出来的话,
if God does not testify himself,
我们永远不能认识我们的神。
We can never know our God.
你记得保罗有一次到雅典的时候,
you remember once when Paul came to Athens.
他看见雅典的人他们很敬畏鬼神。
He saw the people in Athens, they worship the ghost and the spirits.
所以他们这个祭坛偶像是很多的。
So they have many altars and idols.
并且保罗在那里参观的时候看见有一个祭坛上面说威慑之神。
So Paul, when he saw there was an altar, on the altar there is an unknown God.
他们 不认识这一位神。
And they did not know this God.
弟兄姊妹，如果你不认识神的话，你怎么能敬拜他，怎么能侍奉他呢？
Dear brothers and sisters, if you do not know this God, how can you worship him? How can you come to him?
所以神把他自己见证出来的时候，
So when God testifies himself out,
我们才能认识他。
Then we know him.
我们不但能认识他，并且也能侍奉他。
So not only we can know him, but also we can serve him.
并且能起来为他做见证。
So we can rise up to give testimony to him.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹在开头的时候我们就记得这件事。
So I hope that brothers and sisters, at the beginning, that we remember this.
见证，神的见证是为着我们的益处。
The testimony of God is for our benefit.
一个见证需要两个主要的因素。
There are two important factors in a testimony.
如果没有这两个因素的话，就算不得见证。
And without any of these factors, it is not a testimony.
第一，
The first factor,
一个见证必须有事实。
The testimony, there has to be a fact.
见证必须是根据事实的。
The testimony must be according to the fact.
如果没有这个事实在那里做见证的话，这就是假见证。
Without the fact, this is a false testimony.
第二，
Second,
一个见证啊，不但是需要有事实。
A testimony not only has to have the fact,
并且必须要亲眼看见，亲耳听见，亲身经历。
But it has to be the one that we have seen personally, heard personally, experienced personally.
可能在这里有一个是事实。
Maybe here is a fact.
但是你没有看见这个事实。
But if you have not seen this fact,
你也没有亲耳听见这个事实。
You have not heard of this fact from your own ear.
你也没有亲身经历这个事实。
You have not personally experienced this fact.
那你就是在那里做见证的时候，这个见证也是假见证。
Then even if you give a testimony, this testimony is a false testimony.
虽然你所说的是事实，
although what you said is a fact,
但是你没有亲身经历过，
but you have not experienced it personally.
这个是二手的东西，
and this is second hand.
所以也在神面前，这个还算是一个假见证，不是真的。
So before God, this is only a false testimony, not a real one.
所以我们看见说一个见证必须要有这两个因素。
So we have to see that there are two essential things in the testimony.
如果这两个因素中缺了一个，就算不得见证。
If one of these is lacking, then it is not a testimony.
我们知道圣经里面假见证和真的见证那个关系很大。
We know that in the Bible there is a great relationship between false testimony and true testimony.
圣经里都很注重这个见证的事。
The Bible pays great attention to this matter of testimony.
比方说在这个生命记第十九章里面，
For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 19,
那里告诉我们说必须要有两三个人做见证。
And there it says we have to have two or three witnesses.
然后那个事情就决定了。
Then the matter is established.
我们的主在约翰福音里头也曾这样说过。
The Lord Jesus said in the Gospel according to John.
他在约翰第八章里头也说，凭着两个人的口做见证，句句都要定规了。
In chapter 8 of John he says, by the word of mouth of two, then everything can be established.
所以我们知道见证是有决定性的。
So we know that this testimony is decisive.
它能决定一件事情。
It can decide certain matter.
这是非常重要的。
This is extremely important.
但是反过来说，
On the other hand,
如果做假见证呢？
For a false testimony,
这个也是相当的严重的事情。
It is a very serious matter.
因为就在《生命记》第十九章里头这样的说。
Because Deuteronomy 19 says,
如果有人起来做假见证，要陷害他的弟兄。
If one gives a false testimony to put his brother in trouble,
那么结果怎样呢？
What's the result?
他要陷害的弟兄的那个陷害要报应在他自己的身上。
the trouble that his brother was supposed to get is going to fall on him.
表明说这个假见证是不能做的。
This says that we cannot give a false testimony.
在旧约的里面
In the Old Testament,
见证这一个东西
This testimony,
可以说在整本的旧约的里面
In the whole Old Testament,
最多的地方
where it shows the most frequent.
一个是这个摩西的五经。
One is the Pentateuch.
还有一个乃是诗篇。
And the other is the Psalms.
在摩西五经的里面。
In the Moses Pentateuch.
这个见证这个字用的最多的乃是在出埃及记。
The word testimony appears the most frequent in Exodus.
这个诗篇的里面
In Psalms.
见证用的最多的是诗篇一百十九篇。
And testimony appears the most in Psalm 119.
在出埃及里头，这个见证这个字一起用了十次。
In Exodus, the word testimony was used 10 times.
我们读中文圣经的人就有一点困难了。
We may have some difficulty when we read the Chinese version.
因为你读中文圣经的时候，你看不见见证这两个字。
Because you may not see this word testimony in the Chinese translation.
因为我们中文里头把所有在出埃及记里头见证这两个字都翻成个法，就是法律的法，律法的法。
Because in Chinese translation, the word testimony in Exodus was used as law.
这一个不是一个翻译，是一个解说注解。
And this is not a translation. This is an interpretation.
所以你在那个出埃及记里头看见那个法像法柜了，这个会幕了，这个法版了，你就知道在原文里头都是 testimony， 都是见证。
So when you see this word law as connected to the ark, the tablets and the tabernacle in the Exodus, in the original language, they all mean testimony.
为着帮助你们去找的话，我就把这个哪几个地方说一说。
Now, in order to help you to find these, I would like to mention.
这出埃及记第十六章三十四节。
Exodus 16 verse 34。
二十五章十六节。
Exodus 25 verse 16。
二十五章二十一节。
Exodus 25 verse 21。
二十七章二十一节。
Chapter 27 verse 21。
三十章六节。
Chapter 30 verse 6。
三十六节。
36。
三十一章十八节。
Chapter 31 verse 18。
三十二章十五节。
Chapter 32 verse 15。
三十四章十九节。
Chapter 34 verse 19。
恐怕是十九，不是二十九，我看不清楚。
Maybe either 19 or 29.
三十八章二十一节。
Chapter 38, verse 21.
所以在这里你就看见中文就用法这个字。
So you know that in Chinese translation, the word law is used.
法规。
It's the ark of testimony.
这个会幕，我们就是也是这个见证的这个会幕。
The tabernacle is the tabernacle of testimony.
十条诫两块石板，我们称它为法板。
And these tablets of law of Ten Commandments.
其实在原文里头都是见证这个字。
And in the original language, they are all testimony.
为什么在这个出埃及记的里面，我们看见这个见证啊，在中文里头就翻成法呢
？Why in the Chinese translation of Exodus, the word testimony is translated into law？
因为实在说来，这个见证，神的见证，在旧约的里面就是神的律法。
Because in fact, the testimony of God in the Old Testament is the law of God.
当神把以色列人从埃及救出来之后
When God saved the Israelites from Egypt
他就把他们带到西南山的底下
He brought them to under the foot of Mount Sinai
然后他就在那里把他的十条诫就是律法就赐给以色列人
Then he granted the Israelites the Ten Commandments
你知道这个十条的诫命是什么呢
Do you know what are these Ten Commandments?
这十条的诫命这个律法乃是神的启示
The Ten Commandments or the law is the revelation of God
神是借着这一个诫命把他自己的性格把它启示出来
God uses the Ten Commandments to reveal his own character
如果神今天不说话
If God is silent today
人就不知道神是怎样的一位神
Man would not know what kind of a God is this God
究竟他的性格是怎样的性格
What kind of a character is his
但是当神在那里说话的时候
But when God speaks
当他把这个诫命给以色列人的时候
When he gives his commandments to the Israelites
就叫以色列人知道他们所敬拜的神是怎样的一位神
Then the Israelites would know what kind of a God is the God that they worship
他的性格是怎样的一种的性格
What kind of a character is God's character
记住这一个叫他们来认识谁
Through this they can know God
所以我们可以说这个十条的诫命乃是神把他自己是怎样的一位神把他启示出来
So we can say that through Ten Commandments God revealed what kind of a God he is to the Israelites
比方说第一条诫命说除了他以外不可有别的神
For example, the first commandment says besides him there cannot be any other God
神是那一位独一无二的神
God is a unique God
他是至尊至贵的一位神
He is most holy or most honorable God
他除了他之外就没有别的神
Besides him there is no other God
我们就知道了原来神是这样的一位的神
Then we know that God is such a God
我们这一位的神也是一位圣洁的神
We know that our God is a holy God
我们这一位的神乃是灵
Our God is spirit.
因为在第二条诫命里头说，你们不可以仿造什么形状啊，来造这个神。
Because the second commandment it says you shall not build an image of God.
因为我们的神乃是灵。
Because our God is a spirit.
我们就知道哦，原来我们的神是灵。
Then we know that our God is spirit.
他不但是灵。
Not only he is spirit.
并且给我们看见说我们今天要敬拜他要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他
It also shows us when we worship him we have to worship him in spirit and truth
他是唯一的神是配得着我们的敬拜和侍奉的
He is the only God that is worthy of our service and worship
除了他之外我们不能有任何的敬拜有任何的侍奉
Besides to him, we shall have no service or no worship.
因为我们的神是一位祈谢的神。
Because our God is a jealous God.
他为什么是祈谢的神呢？
Why is he jealous?
因为他是独一无二的神。
Because he is a unique God.
你不能把任何的东西与他来平等来比较。
You cannot compare with anything with him on equal footing.
如果你把任何的东西把它放在这个平等的地位上，这个就变成偶像。
Because if you put anything in the same position as God, that is idol.
这个是神所憎恶的一件东西。
That is detested by God.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Our God is a holy God.
圣洁的意思就是说他是不平常的。
A holy God means he is not common.
你不能把他与其他的东西把他放在平等的地位上。
You cannot put anything else in the same position.
你记得当我们的主带了三个门徒到山上变化的时候。
You remember when our Lord brings three disciples to the mountain of transfiguration?
摩西和以利亚都显现了。
Moses and Elijah appeared too.
保罗这个彼得他觉得在这里正好。
And Peter felt that it was really good.
他就对主说主啊我们在这里实在是好。
And Peter said, Lord, we are really good here.
让我搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
Let us build three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
他话还没有说完，
Before he finished,
这个云彩就把他遮起来。
A cloud covered him.
乃是神的荣耀就遮盖了。
The glory of God covered them.
这个摩西也不见了，以利亚也不见了。
Moses and Elijah disappeared.
你听，他听见声音说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
And the voice said, This is my beloved son, is one pleased to me, you shall listen to him.
他们睁眼一看，不见一人，只见耶稣。
When they opened their eyes, they see nobody else than but Jesus Christ.
因为什么？因为神是圣洁的。
Why? Because God is holy.
你不能把任何的人事物把它放在平等的地位上。
You cannot put anything or any person in the same position as God.
这是神所憎恶的一件事。
And this is the thing disliked by God.
如果人要这样做的话，
If anybody wants to do so,
因为神是公义的神，
because God is righteous God,
他要责罚。
He will punish.
但是感谢神，他也是慈爱的神。
But we thank our God that He is a loving one.
他责罚的时候直到三世代。
When He punished, He only punished to the third or fourth generation.
但是他是慈爱的时候是直到万代。
But His loving kindness is forever.
我们的神也是一个信实的神。
Our God is a faithful God.
所以在第三条的诫命这样的说。
So in the third commandment it says,
你们看见在第一块的法版的上面那四条。
And then so you see that there are four commandments written on the first tablet.
这个都是神把他自己的性格告诉我们。
There God reveals His own character to us.
他把他自己的见证说出来。
He relates His own testimony to us.
他是独一无二的。
That He is the only God.
他是灵。
He is the Spirit.
只有他配得着敬拜和侍奉。
Only He is worthy of service and worship.
我们不能有偶像。
That we shall not have any idol.
他是祈谢的神。
Because He is a jealous God.
他是圣洁的神。
He is a holy God,
公义的神,
righteous God,
慈爱的神,
loving God,
信实的神,
faithful God,
满有恩典的神,
full of grace.
这个就是神的见证。
This is the testimony of God.
神把他自己见证出来。
God testifies himself,
叫我们来认识他。
So that we can know him.
你知道摩西有一次。
You know, once Moses,
他在神的面前有一个祷告。
Moses had a prayer before God.
他说：“神啊，求你把你的荣耀向我显现。”
He said, "God, reveal your glory to me."
神就对摩西说。
And God said to Moses,
人没有人可以看见我的面而活的。
Nobody can see my face and still live.
但是我可以让你看见我的背。
But I can let you see my back.
所以在出埃及记第三十四章的里面。
So in Exodus 34.
神把摩西放在一个这个。
God put Moses in the cleft of a rock.
当神的荣耀经过的时候，
When the glory of God passes,
摩西就听见神的宣告。
Moses heard a proclamation from God.
神在那里宣告他的自己。
God declares himself.
在出埃及记三十四章从第六节开始。
This is Exodus chapter 34, verse 6.
耶和华在他面前宣告说。
And Jehovah passed by before his face and proclaimed,
耶和华，耶和华，是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
Jehovah, Jehovah, God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy unto thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, but by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, upon the third and upon the fourth generation.
我们看见神的宣告。
We see the proclamation of God.
这个实在就是与十条诫前四条是完全相符的。
And this is completely corresponding to the first four commandments.
因为神在那里见证他是怎样的一位神。
Because God testifies what kind of a God he is.
当摩西听见的时候，他就俯伏在地。
When Moses heard this, he prostrated himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果神把他自己宣告出来,
if God declares himself,
如果神把他的见证说说出来,
if he relays his own testimony,
我们如果真是听见, 也真是看见,
if we truly hear and we truly see,
那我们只有扑倒在地上来敬拜他,
then we can only fall to the ground to worship him.
我们承认说只有他是神。
We acknowledge that only He is God.
然后我们看见十条诫还有后面一块那个六条的诫命。
Then we also see there are six other commandments.
这六条的诫命都是神告诉我们人与人之间的关系。
These six commandments are what God told us about the right relationship among men.
为什么神要告诉我们人与人的关系呢？
Why God wants to tell us about the relations of men?
因为我们人是照着神的形象而造的。
Because man is created according to the image of God.
神的旨意是要我们人在那里能代表神。
God's will is so that the man can represent God.
我们的神是怎样的神？
What kind of a God is our God?
他也要我们这一般被他创造的人也能像他一样。
He wants us who are created to be like him.
否则的话，我们就亏缺了神的荣耀。
Otherwise, we come short of his glory.
所以你看见在后面六条的里面。
So we see the latter six commandments.
他就是要把他的性格成为我们的性格。
He wants to make his characters our characters.
叫我们能做他的见证。
So that we can be his witness.
所以总而言之，你看见这个见证呢，就是律法。
So that we can see that the testimony is the law.
我们亲爱的尼特森弟兄他曾这样的说过。
Our dear brother watchman Nee said once.
他说见神的见证呢，就是神的律法。
He says the testimony of God is the laws of God.
在神里面是见证。
On the side of God, it is the testimony.
在人的手里面乃是律法。
When it comes to the hands of man, it is the law.
神把他自己见证出来。
And God testifies himself.
当这个见证临到人的时候。
When the testimony comes to man.
在人的手里就变成律法。
In the hands of man, it is the law.
什么是律法呢？
What is the law?
律法一面是发表神的心意。
On the one hand, the law declares the heart of God.
另外一面，这个律法就是神的要求。
On the other hand, the law is the requirement of God.
我们也可以说，律法就是神的标准。
We can say the law is the standard of God.
神把他自己启示出来。
When God reveals himself,
做一个标准。
As a standard,
叫我们要照着这个标准来生活。
So that we can walk and live according to this standard.
神把律法赐给以色列人。
God gives the laws to the Israelites.
这是一件了不得的事情。
This is a great, wonderful thing.
因为在全世界的人中间。
Because among the people of the world.
在世界各国的里面。
And in all the nations.
神没有把他的律法诫命亲口地向他们宣告。
God has not declared himself the laws and the commandments to the nations.
他只把这个他的律法诫命就赐给以色列人。
He gave his law.And his commandments to the Israelites.
所以就把这个以色列人从列国中分别出来。
So he has separated the Israelites out from the nations.
他们是一个不同的一个国民。
So they are a different nation.
比方说，在《申命记》第四章的里面。
In Deuteronomy chapter 4.
这个摩西啊，他在那里提醒以色列人。
Moses reminded the Israelites.
第四章他这样的告诉他们
Deuteronomy chapter 4, it says,
第十节,
chapter 4, verse 10.
你在何里山站在耶和华你神面前的那日，耶和华对我说：“你要为我造句不幸，我要叫他们听我的话，使他们存留活在地上，可以学习敬畏我，又可教训儿女这样的心。”
The day that thou stoodest before Jehovah thy God in Horeb, when Jehovah said to me, "Gather me the people together, that I may cause them to hear my words, that they may learn them and fear me all the days that they live upon the earth, and teach them to their children." And let's turn back to verse 5.
我照着耶和华我神所吩咐的 讲律例典章教训你们，使你们在所要进去得为业的地上遵行。 所以你们要遵守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切律例，必说这大国的人真是有智慧有聪明。那一大国的人有神与他们相近，向耶和华我们的神，在我们求告他的时候与我们相近的，有那一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所成名的这一切律法呢？
See, I have taught you statutes and ordinances, even as Jehovah my God commanded me, that you may do so in the land into which you enter to possess it. And ye shall keep and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding before the eyes of the people that shall hear all these statutes and say, "Verily, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." For that great nation is there, and that has gods near to them, as Jehovah our God is in everything we call upon him for. And what great nation is there that has righteous statutes and ordinances, and all this law which I set before you this day?
所以我们看见神把这个律法给了以色列人。
So when we see that when God gives this law to the Israelites,
就把他们从万民的中间分别出来了。
God separates them from the nations.
这是一个极大的一个荣耀。This
is a great glory.
但是同时我们也看见这是一个很大的责任。
But we also see this is a great responsibility.
因为神把他的见证托在以色列人的手里头。
Because God entrusts his own testimony to the hands of the Israelites.
现在以色列人在地上
Now the people of Israel has to be on this earth, be a testimony to God.
在诗篇的里面,
In Psalms,
我们知道诗篇119篇,
we know the Psalm 119.
那里这个见证这个字最多,
there the word testimony appears the most.
大部分都是 testimonies, 那个多数的。
Most of the time it is the testimonies.
只有一次是单数的。
Plural. And only once it is testimony.
不管是单数和多数的。
No matter whether it's singular or plural.
我们看见在这个诗篇119篇里头一起用了23次。
We see that the testimony or testimonies appear 23 times in Psalm 119.
这个我要请你们把它去找一找了。
And here, this I would please find this out yourselves.
但是这个诗篇里头这个说到神的见证的时候,
but when Psalm speaks about the testimony of God,
在中文圣经里头我们又发生困难。
But in the Chinese translation, we have a further difficulty.
因为中文圣经里头都不用见证两个字。
Because in Chinese translation, the word testimony was not used.
它是用法度这两个字。
It uses a Chinese word means a law and the measure.
法度这两个字。
It's law and the measure.
这个法度啊, 就是在原文里就是见证。
And these two characters in Chinese, in the original language, is testimonies.
那么为什么原因, 他在那里说到这个法度呢?
Why in the Chinese translation it mentions the law and the measure?
虽然在诗篇119篇里面,
And although in Psalm 119,
他用各种各样的方法来解说神的律法。
The psalmist used the various ways to explain the laws of God.
有的时候说它是律法。
Sometimes it says this is the law.
有的时候说它是训词。
Sometimes it talks about precept.
有的时候说它是典章。
Sometimes it talks about statutes.
各种各样的话来描写神的话语。
It uses various terms to describe the words of God.
那么这个见证好像与这些都东西都是平等的。
The testimony seems to be on equal footing with these things.
但是我们知道，实在说来。
But we know that in reality,
见证就是在律法典章这个训词背后的那一个属灵的实际。
Testimony is the spiritual reality behind the law, the statutes, the precepts.
在诗篇一百十九篇的里面。
In Psalm 119,
是给我们看见一个爱神的人。
We see a man that loves God.
他对于神的见证的态度是怎样的？
His attitude toward the testimony of God.
从埃及记是给我们看见神的见证。
The Exodus shows us the testimony of God.
诗篇里头是发表一个爱神的人对神的见证的这个态度。
Psalm 119 expresses the attitude of one that loves God.
他在那里用各种各样的话来发表他对神见证的那一个感觉。
He uses various terms in the Psalms to express his feeling toward the testimony of God.
他说我对你的话，我揣摩他，我思想他。
He says, I contemplate, I think of your words.
我的心倾向你的话。
My heart is inclined to him.
我的脚步要向着你的见证去。
My steps should walk toward your testimony.
你的见证是我心里所喜悦的。
Your testimony is my delight.
你的见证是我的产业。
Your testimony is my inheritance.
我要遵守，我要遵行。
I shall observe, I shall walk on it.
你的见证是我所知道的。
Your testimony is what I know.
你的见证是我所爱慕的。
Your testimony is what I love.
所以你看见一个爱神的人对神的见证态度是怎样的一种的态度。
So you see the attitude of one that loves God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天对神的见证，我们的态度究竟是怎样的态度？
What after all is our attitude toward the testimony of God.
我们回头来看以色列人的事。
Then when we turn back to look at the matters of the Israelites,
我们看见神把这个律法赐给了以色列人。
We see that God has given this law to the Israelites.
也可以说神把他自己的见证就托给以色列人。
We can say that God entrusts his own testimony to the Israelites.
以色列人就在这个世界的上面负了一个很大的责任。
The Israelites have a great responsibility on them.
他们所蒙的恩典是大。
They have received great grace.
因为神亲自对他们说话。
Because God spoke himself to them.
但是他们的责任也非常的大。
But their responsibility is equally great.
现在他们在地上要做神见证的器皿。
Now on this earth, they are the vessels of the testimony of God.
而神与他们中间的关系就根据这个律法。
And the relationship between God and them is according to this law.
如果他们遵守神的律法，
If they observe the laws of God,
他们就要蒙祝福。
And they will be blessed.
如果他们不遵守神的律法，
If they do not observe the laws of God,
他们就要被咒诅。
And they shall be cursed.
所以你就看见说，这是一件非常重大的一件事情。
So we see that this is a very important thing.
爱慕神的人，
Those who love God,
在诗篇里头发表他对神的见证那种的感觉。
He expresses his feeling in the psalm to the testimony of God.
这是一个何等蒙福的情形。
And this is a blessed condition.
但是我们看以色列人历史的时候，
But when we see the history of the Israelites,
我们看见他们并没有遵守神的律法。
And we see that they did not observe the laws of God.
有一件事，我想弟兄姊妹读经的时候都看见。
I believe there's one thing that when you read the Bible, you have seen.
当神把以色列人从埃及拯救出来的时候
When God saved the Israelites out of Egypt,
他们开始过了红海往前面走到西南山
When they passed the Red Sea and then when they proceeded to the Mount Sinai,
在那一段的路程的里面
On that section,
你记得他们怎样的发怨言
You know how they complained.
他们发怨言觉得没有好的东没有东西吃
They complain that they don't have good things to eat
他们没有这个水喝
They don't have water to drink
他们在那面前一次一次在那里得罪神
And again they sin against God
但是很稀奇的是
But very wonderful
神从来也没有责罚他们
But God never punished them.
好像他们发怨言，神就让他们去。
As God let them complain.
神供应他们所需要的。
And God supplied them what they need.
但是神没有责罚他们。
But God never punished them.
但是到了西南山之后。
But after they arrived at Mount Sinai.
神把他的律法给了以色列人。
God gave Israel his laws.
他把他自己的见证托给以色列人之后
After he entrusted his own testimony to Israel
你如果再去读的话
If you read again
你读书记
You read the numbers
你看见说他们还是像从前一样发怨言
You see they complain as before
又在那里讲吃的咯讲喝的咯这些事情
They talk about what they eat and what they drink
不错神还是用恩典来带待他们
Yes the Lord still treat them with grace
但是你看每一次他们犯罪的时候责罚临到他们的中间
But you see every time they sin punishment arrives at them
为什么原因呢
Why
神没有改变
God has not changed
但是为什么神对待他们的手段好像是不同呢
But it seems that God has treated them differently
因为在没有神把他的见证托给他们的时候
Because before God has entrusted his testimony to them
神没有把他的律法给他们的时候
Before God has given them the law
神没有照着这个见证这个律法来对待他们
God had not dealt with them according to the law or testimony.
但是神已经把律法给了他们。
But God has given them the law.
现在神与他们的关系就是系在这个律法的上面。
But now the relationship between God and them is according to this law.
因此，凡是违背律法的就有责罚。
So whoever sinned against the law, he is punished.
虽然我们的神还是蛮有恩典。蛮有怜悯的神
Although our God is still full of grace and mercy
所以你在这里看见说神的见证是不可得罪的
So we see that the testimony of God cannot be sinned against
就是在旧约的里面
Even in the Old Testament
如果人得罪了神的见证
When one violates the testimony of God
神就要为着他自己来表驳
And God shall declare for himself.
不但我们看见他们以色列人因着怨神因着这些的情形他们受了一点处罚。
We see not only the Israelites, they were punished a little because their complaint.
并且我们看见因着他们得罪了神的见证他们不能那一代的人不能进迦南。
But because they have sinned against the testimony of God, so that generation cannot enter into Canaan.
甚至于摩西
Even Moses,
他有一次也得罪了神的见证。
Moses sinned against the testimony of God once.
你知道以色列人一直触动他。
So you see, the Israelites provoked him.
到一个地步，他的灵里面就着急了。
To an extent that his Spirit is anxious.
他在以色列人面前没有尊敬神。
Before the Israelites, he did not pay respect.
神对他说：“你拿着这个杖。”
God says, "You bring your own staff."
你吩咐这个石头，水就要出来。
When you command this rock, the water will flow out.
但是摩西他心里急躁。
But Moses' heart is agitated.
他在那里责备以色列人，你们这些背叛的人。
He was reproaching the Israelites, saying, You, the the disobedient ones.
我给你们水喝。
I give you water.
他把这个杖就击打这个石头。
He hit the rock with his staff.
并且打两次。
Twice.
我们知道这个杖不是摩西的杖。
We know that this staff is not Moses' staff.
这个杖是在约柜的前面拿的亚伦的那个杖。
And this staff is the staff of Aaron in before the Ark of Testimony.
上面有花有果有樱花。
And there is the almond flower and the fruit.
所以他这样打就把这个打坏了。
So when he hit the rock and he destroyed this flower.
他没有尊敬神。
He did not pay respect to God.
他得罪了神的见证。
He sinned against the testimony of God.
他不能进到迦南。
He could not enter into Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里就看见神的见证是一件何等慎重的事情。
So here, brothers and sisters, we see how grave a matter is the testimony of God.
在以色列的历史的里面，
In the history of Israel,
我们看见了神的见证。
We see the testimony of God.
神没有把他的见证交给世界上其他国家的人。
God did not entrust his testimony to the other nations.
是不是神，从创世以来，就没有见证呢？
Is it that the God did not have testimony from the beginning of the world?
并不是这样。
Not so.
我们知道。
We know.
自从造天地以来。
When earth and the heaven was created.
神的见证是已经在他的这个创造的里面。
The testimony is in his created.
比方说在诗篇十九篇里面。
For example, in Psalm 19.
作诗的人告诉我们说。
The psalmist said,
诸天说说神的荣耀，群苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens also declare the ways of God.
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜发出指示。
From this day to that day, there is the words. From this night to that night is the wisdom.
无言无语，但是他的声音传遍天下。
No word and no sentence, but his voice is all over the world.
换一句话说，神借着他所创造的天地，
through the heaven and earth that God has created,
神就彰显他自己的荣耀。
God has declared his own glory.
他在神在那里就见证他自己。
And God testifies to himself.
所以罗马第一章告诉我们说，
So Romans chapter 1 said,
关乎神的事情已经显明在人的心里头。
The things related to God has been declared in the hearts of men.
因为自从造天地以来，
For since the earth and heaven was created,
神的神性和他的大能是明明可知的。
The deity and the power of God is clear.
借着他所创造的天地，我们就能知道了。
Through the heaven and earth he has created, we know.
叫人无可退位。
There's no way you can deny.
神在他创造的天地里头已经把他的见证放在那里了。
God has already put his testimony there in the heaven and earth that he created.
人应当敬拜这一位的神。
Man shall worship this God.
他是大能的。
Because he is mighty.
他的神性就是他的性格。
His deity is his character.
虽然表明不多。
Although not much is revealed,
但是神有相当的启示在那里。
But God has a sufficient amount of revelation there.
但是人迷蒙无知。
But men were foolish.
人不肯相信神。
Men were not willing to believe in God.
不接受神在宇宙这个创造里面所安排的见证。
Not accepting this testimony that God has already put in his created.
结果人都拜偶像离开了神。
So men pay homage to the idols, they have left God.
所以到最后的时候，你记得神就像亚伯拉罕显现。
So finally God appeared to Abraham.
那个时候全世界的人都拜了偶像。
At that time all the people in the world they pay homage to idols.
他们否认了神的见证。
They denied the testimony of God.
所以在那个时候有一个人叫亚伯拉罕。
So one man his name is Abraham.
圣经说荣耀的神向他显现。
The Bible says the God of glory appeared to him.
我们不知道神怎样向他显现。
We do not know that how God appeared to him.
很可能亚伯拉罕也许在晚上他在那里观看天象的时候，
Maybe that's when Abraham was looking at the heaven.
在那个时候，神就向他显现了。
At night, and at that time, God appeared to him.
好像诗篇第八篇，这个诗上所说的。
As the psalmist said in Psalm number 8.
在那里说，我观看你写手指所造的日月星宿。
I look at the sun and moon and the stars that you have made with your finger.
人虽什么，你竟顾念他。
What is man that you are concerned with him?
所以可能在那个时候，亚伯拉罕就得了神的启示。
Maybe at that time, Abraham had received this revelation from God.
他就相信这位独一的神。
He believed in this only God.
因着这个缘故，神就把律法赐给以色列他的后代。
For this reason, God has given this testimony to the Israelites who are his descendants.
但是以色列人接受了神的见证之后，
But when the Israelites received this testimony,
我们看到以色列的历史的时候，
when we read the history of Israel,
我们看见他们没有遵守律法。
We see that they did not observe the law. They have violated the testimony of God.
虽然神兴起许多的先知来警告他们。
Although God has raised many prophets to warn them.
去警告他们。
To warn them.
告诉他们说，应当回头回到神的见证里来。
To tell them that they should turn back to the testimony of God.
回到神的律法的里面来。
Turn back to the laws of God.
回到公义和慈爱的里面来。
Back to the righteousness and the loving kindness.
但是以色列人一直不听。
But Israelites do not hear.
我们知道神所注意的还不光是这个律法的字句呢。
We know that what God pays attention to is not only the words in the law.
就是以色列人律法的字句都守了。
Even if Israelites have observed the words of law,
如果律法的精义他们背了,
but if they have violated the essence of the law,
那就是违背了神的见证,
then they are violating the testimony of God.
有的时候以色列人在外表的上面,
and sometimes outwardly,
他们还在那里受律法,
the Israelites were observing the law,
他们也是献祭,
they sacrificed,
他们也是受祭,
They also observe the festivals.
他们也是守安息日。
They also observe the Sabbath.
但是他们里面远离了神。
But inside, they are away from God.
所以神差遣先知以赛亚来责备他们。
So God sent prophet Isaiah to reproach them.
神说你们在那里献祭，我厌烦这些东西。
God says that I am tired of the offerings that you give.
就是马勒基最后的先知也是这样的。
Last prophet Malachi says the same thing.
神说巴不得你们把这个圣殿的门关起来。
God says, how I hope that you would close the door of the temple.
你们不要献祭。
Do not give me any sacrifice.
你们虽然外面在那里，里面是完全远离了我。
Because even you do it outwardly, inside, you're far away from me.
所以就是在旧约的时候，
So even in the Old Testament time,
神把律法赐给以色列人。
God has given the law to the Israelites.
但是神所注意的是律法后面的那个见证。
But God pays attention to the testimony that is behind the law.
如果这个见证是律法，
If the testimony is lost,
神不满意。
God is not satisfied.
以色列人就此就被掳到巴比伦去了。
The Israelites were in captivity in Babylon.
就是这样，就亡国了。
And their nation was destroyed.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道神的见证是一件了不得的事情。
We know that God's testimony is a very grave thing.
一面，这是一个莫大的荣耀。
On the one hand, it is a great glory.
但是另外一面，这是一个很大的责任。
On the other hand, it is a great responsibility.
我们什么事情好像都可以马马虎虎的。
It seems that we can go lightly on anything.
有的时候神也让我们去。
And sometimes, the Lord will let us do.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到神的见证的时候，
But dear brothers and sisters, when we touch the testimony of God,
你知道必定有严重的结果。
You know that there is a grave consequence. So even in the Old Testament
time,
God has given the law to the Israelites. But God pays attention to the testimony that is behind the law. If the testimony is lost, God is not satisfied. The Israelites were in captivity in Babylon. And their nation was destroyed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters, we know that God's testimony is a very grave thing. On the one hand, it is a great glory. On the other hand, it is a great responsibility. It seems that we can go lightly on anything. And sometimes the Lord will let us do.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but dear brothers and sisters, when we touch the testimony of God,
你知道, 必定有严重的结果.
You know, there is a grave consequence.
如果今天你能守住神的见证,
if you can today observe, keep the testimony of God,
神的祝福就要领导.
God's blessing will come to you.
如果今天你违反神的见证,
if you violate the testimony of God,
神为着他自己,
and God shall make it clear for himself. So we see that the testimony of God is a very grave matter. So I think that this morning, this is where we should stop.
主若愿意的话,
if Lord permits us, then tomorrow morning we shall share the testimony of Lord Jesus. Let's pray.
Our Lord, our God, 我们的神啊，你这样的把你的见证告诉人，乃是要我们为你做见证。所以我们的主，我们正是求你在开始的时候就在我们里面给我们很深的影响，叫我们看见我们在你的面不能随便。主啊，让我们看见你这样的恩待我们，把你的见证赐给我们。 主啊，你是要我们在地上能好好的忠心。主啊，求你光照我们，求你在我们每一个人的里面不断对我们说话。主啊，让我们看见我们在你的见证上是否得罪了你。主啊，我们求求你赦免我们，也叫我们真实在地上能动一个敬畏你的心，在地上战惊恐惧， 来遵行你自己的旨意。我们的主啊，我们的得失算不得什么，但是你的见证是何等的重要。主，我们恭敬把这些残残缺缺的话语放在你的手里，求你的圣灵自己做工，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。